With the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Police are looking at a fatal three-vehicle crash that occurred before 3:30 a.m. this morning in the county. The driver of a Jeep Cherokee, whose ID is being withheld pending next of kin notification, was pronounced deceased on the scene. The driver, a 50-year-old male, and a passenger, a 51-year-old male, of a dump truck, as well as the driver of a Subaru, a 24-year-old female, were transported by ambulance to local hospitals. And Mayor Brandon Scott and the Department of Recreation and Parks will unveil plans for the 2025 AFRAM Festival at 1:30 this afternoon. The mayor plans to announce the national entertainers who are scheduled to perform at the free multi-generational festival in Druid Hill Park on June 21st and 22nd. Every year, thousands gather at the park for one of the largest African-American cultural arts festivals on the East Coast. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton takes the hill for Baltimore tonight as the Birds try to build on last night's 5-1 win over the D-backs. Baltimore getting an early jolt from a Ryan O'Hearn solo shot, and then Ryan Mountcastle finished him off.
Mountcastle strokes one to center. It's a big base hit. It's going to score two. Break the back and break the spirit of Zach Gallen in one short stroke.
Big hit by Mountie. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, but the postgame news wasn't full of cheer. Manager Brandon Hyde revealing the status of starter Zach Eflin.
Unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done and hopefully keeping our fingers crossed that everything's okay there.
And that's a shame because Eflin with a stellar start, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks, 1 strikeout. After losing its top 3 quarterbacks from 2024, Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley wasn't just going to hand a true freshman the keys to the kingdom, even if his name is Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding. So the Terps went out and landed former UCLA quarterback Justin Martin. Martin was a top recruit when he signed with the Bruins. Coming up in 30 minutes, now Gunner looks like the Henderson of old. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We get to soak up some sunshine today and tomorrow. The rest of the week, we're dealing with some rain. Today, sunny, breezy, cool, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, warming up to 55. Thursday, some scattered showers, 58 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 39 degrees in Bel Air, 41 in Halethorpe, and 40 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, as I always do, where the heck have you been? You know what? I might have forgot to ask that yesterday, my first day back from vacation. I apologize. I really do. So far, we've had a great show. Obviously, talked about the Prime Minister of Israel and his visit to the White House with President Trump. Looks like it went well. We were talking about the budget in Annapolis. Of course, we're going to feel all of that heat in our pockets this summer. Can't wait, can't wait. And we were joined by Beth Brinkley at 10 o'clock, and she was telling us about a very suspicious firing. And we'll keep up with her because she's going to file a whistleblower complaint. She was on a board, the Bankers Association for Maryland, and she was appointed by Governor Larry Hogan. But then she has been removed, and she's not sure why, but it kind of looks like retaliation. So, again, we'll keep up with Beth. Right now, we're joined by another guest. This is our special guest of the day, as I was telling you about. And I'm very excited because I had the opportunity to be in Washington, D.C. inauguration weekend. And so I was there hosting an event at the Black Conservative Federation. And as I was there with Gianno Caldwell, we were very fortunate to be joined on stage with Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. Lorenzo, good morning to you.
I am so Holy Ghost happy to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
No, I appreciate it. You know, you had quite the prayer even on Inauguration Day, and everybody was talking about that. You know, since that happened and everybody, you know, has learned your name, you're now a household name, you are a star. What has that been like?
Oh, it's been amazing because now I'm not only praying with my lips, I'm praying with my legs and my life. I'm right here on Capitol Hill fighting for the resources of over 1,000 majority black cities we have in America, specifically focusing on election integrity in communities that we know votes are quite frankly being stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, trust me, here in Baltimore, we have the same issues. And I would say across the state of Maryland, unfortunately, it's a very blue state. I got to ask you, Pastor, you know, when it comes to election integrity and the things that you guys are working on, what is it that you've noticed most there in Detroit? Is it the mail-in ballots? Is it the voting machines? What's going on?
What we see is that when the RNC filed the 60 cases and when Rudy Giuliani and all of the people knew that there was cheating, the January 6ers, no one had proof, but now we have proof. We have people that have signed affidavits that the state of Michigan and also the city of Detroit has voted for illegally. Yes, we have a case right now in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We have signed affidavits, and quite frankly, we're asking the court one question. Can a municipality or can a secretary of state vote for people, register people, and cast a ballot in their name without them being there? And if the court says that's the case, then what is voting rights? Do we have a democracy?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's interesting because, of course, like I said, there's a lot of similarities here in the Baltimore region. But I didn't realize you guys had already taken this to court and there's a lot of action. You know, when it comes to support that you're receiving, I'm hoping that you're receiving support from the RNC. You know, who's behind you on this? And, you know, is this something that President Trump also has involved in?
Well, President Trump did more for Black America than any other president because he knew that there was cheating. And we knew in our community that there was cheating. It was the Democrat that first said it. It was Lieutenant Garland Gilchrist that said it when he lost the clerk race in 2017. It was another Democrat from Michigan that said there was cheating. So when President Trump brought a spotlight to this, we cried out to Jesus, and Jesus is our lawyer. What I mean by that is this. Our plaintiffs are pro se, so that means that we don't have a lawyer. Christ is our lawyer because we have the people. The people are the proof. And when somebody says that the state of Michigan voted for them, when someone says that the city of Detroit voted for them and the Secretary of State cannot produce one single document that shows that they were there, we know that there is malfeasance, we know that there is skullduggery, and what we're saying to our country is enough, we need to stand up and fight for the rights of the people.
Wow. So I did not realize this. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Pastor Lorenzo Sewell in Detroit, Michigan. You recognize the name. You recognize his face, too, if you follow me on social media, because he gave an amazing prayer on Inauguration Day there on Capitol Hill. Pastor, you know, when you say that Democrats also complained about having their elections stolen. When I'm thinking about election integrity, of course, you know, in my mind, sometimes you've got numbers on hand where it's kind of like, all right, you know, you could say 10%, 15, 20% of individuals say they voted and there are some discrepancies. What is the percentage you're looking at here?
Well, it's about hundreds of thousands. Cause let me explain it to you. When people are moving out of the city of Detroit, our plaintiffs are testifying, and they've already signed affidavits, that when they moved out and they transferred their driver's license, meaning they moved from the city of Detroit, our chief plaintiff, he moved to Ohio, he got a new driver's license, then the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit registered him back to his old address and cast an absentee ballot in his name illegally. It's happening all throughout the nation. That's why we went to Milwaukee last week. That's why we knew it was going to happen in Milwaukee. In these majority black cities where people are high transient and people are low propensity voters, those are the cities that the Democrats are focusing on. That's the reason why Brad Schimmel, that's why he lost the judge race. Because we know that Milwaukee is a high transient majority black voting bloc. Your city, Baltimore, right? St. Louis, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Georgia. These are all cities that the Democrats target.
So a lot of this is going to come down to the voter rolls, right? Because you're saying that these people have moved, yet then the city of Detroit still has them at the address, and then they're casting absentee ballots in their place. Is that correct?
Yes, and then people, we go to them, we talk to them, and people can't believe it because they don't live in the city anymore. They're floored, and they become advocates. So we're doing the same thing right now in Milwaukee. We got the list. We're going to knock on doors. We're going to talk to people, and we're going to see if they really voted last Tuesday.
Wow. That would be huge because, of course, you know, I'm looking at what happened there in Wisconsin. I know Scott Pressler and many others were posting about it and how Brad Schimmel lost that race. But that was a very close race, right?
No. See, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
Remember this. Remember these numbers. In Milwaukee County, we have a team down there right now. In Milwaukee County, there are 19 cities. The city of Milwaukee allegedly cast 153,000 votes. That means it was the highest voter turnout ever for a special election. Not only did they vote for a Democrat, according to Milwaukee, they voted for a Republican policy, which was voter ID. We know that there is a sense and a feeling of skullduggery. There is a high probability that there was cheating. We're getting the list. We're verifying the voters. We're doing that right now. We're going to knock on doors just like we do in Detroit, and we're going to find out if people voted. And once we find out that people didn't vote, they will be the main plaintiff in a class, and then we are going to sue. We are going to sue, just like we're suing the city of Detroit and just like we're suing the state of Michigan. We're going to do the same thing in Milwaukee.
Well, Pastor Lorenzo Swell, God bless you and all the work that you're doing. I guess, you know, of course, please keep us posted on this. Is there anything we can do here in Baltimore to help you guys?
Yeah, we need everybody to come to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We are going to do a press conference so we can be able to let people know that these judges need to go to oral argument. Because remember, the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan is saying, do not go to oral argument. Don't allow the people to speak. And what we're saying is, state of Michigan, city of Detroit, can you vote for someone without them being there? Can you cast a ballot, and can you register them? And we want to hear what the court has to say about that, because if the court says yes, then the question becomes, what are our voting rights?
Yeah. Well, real quick, before I let you go, Pastor, in Michigan, do you have ballot harvesting? Is that legal there?
You know what? We just focus on the people. We just focus on people. We don't, because we know the people are the proof. In terms of ballot harvesting, that's not really our niche. Our niche, it's people in our community that we know didn't vote. That's our focus.
Because I was wondering, in case, you know, I don't know if maybe there are groups there that were collecting ballots and collecting absentee ballots, and whether or not you could pinpoint who was behind any of those shenanigans. That's why I was asking. But you're right.
I want to make this very clear. I need to say one thing, please. I know we have to go on. I need to say one thing. The reason why they cheat is to steal our resources. I am right now on the Hill at a HUD hearing. In the city of Detroit, by the hundreds of millions of dollars, we have audits. They cheat to steal. They steal our resources. That's the reason why the communities, that's the reason why Baltimore looks the way it does.
Yeah.
That's the reason why Detroit, Milwaukee, and all these 1,000 majority black cities, these 57 congressional districts, this is the reason why they're the worst cities in America, because these elected officials, they cheat themselves in. We can't hold them accountable. We cannot vote them out. And then they steal our resources. That's what's happening in our communities. But we're saying enough is enough. That's why God called me to pray at the inauguration, preach at the RNC. President Trump came to my church so I can be a voice crying out in the wilderness for those that don't have a voice.
Well, Pastor Lorenzo Suell, we really do appreciate you. One more question before I let you go here. I got to ask this. Do you plan on running for office?
That's a good question. I want to see it done well first. I want to see someone lead in our communities well first.
Okay.
In the local level and on the state level. And then once that happens, then I'm keeping all options open.
Sounds good. Well, Pastor Lorenzo Suell, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully you'll get some more feet down there at the Court of Appeals. And hopefully this will be successful. And I will pray as you continue to knock doors and figure out exactly where the corruption is. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye. That was Pastor Lorenzo Suell. And, you know, this look, we understand what's going on, right? I mean, how many times have we talked to Kate Sullivan and those that are working on election integrity here in the state of Maryland? There is cheating happening. Now, whether or not you can prove it, that has always been the tough part. Now, if they're saying that these individuals have moved out of the state and they have proof that the state is still keeping them on the voter rolls, even though they now reside in a different state, if they can prove these things, that's a totally different story. And, you know, and this is what we talked about before as well. And I, you know, of course, there was nothing that I could do back in 2020. But, you know, we were told, and this is by people on the streets, and I tend to trust the word on the street. The streets usually gets it right, right? You know, even when we talk about, like, local crimes, things like that, they usually know what's going on the street. And we were told that there were individuals that were collecting ballots at vacant houses, and they were getting paid to do so. And I remember after that race in 2020, I remember calling in here in the morning drive with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. And I remember telling Sean about it. And Sean, believe it or not, was the only one willing to listen. So was Bruce, but willing to listen about what I had heard had happened. There wasn't any other station in the Baltimore region that cared to listen, right? They listened here at WCBM, but that's it. And so then it got to the point where we were calling the RNC and we were talking about it. And the RNC was like, well, we gotta have proof. Do you have a video? Do you have pictures? Do you have these individuals collecting these ballots at these vacant houses? I'm like, oh, we don't have any of that. And they're like, well, there's nothing we can do. But here, if they have proof here, that's a totally different story. It's a totally different situation. Real quick, I got Joe at Timonium. Joe, you wanted to weigh in? Joe? All right, Joe did not hang on there. You know, like I said, this is quite a story. We're going to stay on top of this. I'm glad that we are all friends now with Pastor Lorenzo Suell. And, you know, it's funny because he's doing all this stuff. And, of course, speaking at the inauguration and giving prayer and so many of those events on inauguration weekend. It's exciting because I do believe this is someone that can run for office and do very well in the city of Detroit. I think he has a lot of people in the community that support him. And, of course, you know, he'll talk about his conservative values, his principles. He'll talk about how he is, you know, all about God, Jesus. And there's many people that grow up with the Black church that do want to see that come back. And I, you know, we've got a couple pastors, I think, in the Baltimore region, you know, cough, cough, Pastor P.M. Smith. We've got a couple of pastors that I think would be great, and they could also run for office and do a great job. And so, you know, of course, you know, I'm sure they don't want to really take this on because that's not what they signed up for, right? They're signed up to pass on the word from God. But I think that at this point, we need some faces to come forward that the community trusts and will vote for. So we'll keep up with Pastor Lorenzo Suell, and we'll see what happens there. And coming up next, we will talk about the student in Baltimore County Schools, Towson High School to be exact. He was suspended, not for fighting, not for bringing a gun on campus, but because he was asking about American flags in the classroom. We'll talk about that coming up next. Real quick, I want to tell you about this team, Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century. And guess what? It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up, and that's exactly what they've done. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They both have free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700, or you can go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Storms, fires, power grid failures, supply chain stretched thin. There's never been a better time to get prepared. And right now, My Patriot Supply is offering something they've never done before. For a limited time, when you order their 3-month emergency food supply, you'll receive the Mega Kit for the same price. That's over $360 worth of real beef, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, included absolutely free. And this kit isn't just about surviving. It's built to keep you strong, delivering 2,500 calories a day. That's 1,000 calories more per day than other emergency kits on the market. Whether it's a long-term outage, a short-term crisis, or just a little peace of mind, this food is ready when you need it. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and ships fast and discreetly from MyPatriotSupply.com. This is an unprecedented offer, and it won't come around twice. Take control of your family's future while you still can. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com now. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, Jolene. I wonder what Jolene's doing today. Did she ever catch
Jolene,
up to her?
Jolene,
you know, did she keep the
Jolene,
band?
That's what Jolene.
That's what I want to know. Dolly, give us the tea. What ended up happening? All right. We were speaking to Pastor Lorenzo Sewell out of Detroit, Michigan. He's on Capitol Hill today, and they are trying to fight for election integrity. We know a lot about that because we have people here in the state of Maryland to do the same, and we do appreciate our fighters here as well. I've got Sean at Pikesville. Sean, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. I heard a young lady earlier talking about being retaliated against because of whistleblowing with the state of Maryland. And Kim, it seems like this whistleblowing situation is becoming, I guess, epidemic because the rats in the Mitchell Courthouse building. I was telling you about that. I'm keeping you up to date with what's going on.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yes, I am. And the rats, the asbestos, lead, et cetera, one of the employees complained to this, submitted a report to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration for Maryland. And after doing that, was immediately retaliated against, and just as April the 2nd, fired, just like your former guest, fired from her job with the state as a judiciary clerk. And this the state, the governor, what's going on with this retaliation for whistleblowers, we're just simply trying to let the people know and trying to work in a safe environment.
Right.
That, and this is what is happening. And it's a shame, and it's a disgrace. And Xavier Conaway, who's the clerk of the court for Baltimore City, and again, people need to understand, the Baltimore City Circuit Court, it is a state agency. So the state, again, through Xavier Conaway, is retaliated against, and the person is Teresa Sims. My wife was fired from her job for reporting the outrageous conditions that she has to had to work in at that Mitchell building, courthouse building.
That's where they couldn't even drink the water, right?
That's the Legionnaire's bacteria was also a part of the most complaint because the rats, they carry Legionnaires just still in the building and they're in the water pipes. So She let Mosh know what was going on, because when you file with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, you have to be an employee in order to file. So she did file, and she was told by her coworkers that rats were at her desk. Oh. Rats were all in the area. There were rat feces. There's asbestos, and there's lead in the walls, and the Legionnaires, and the carpets, from the information she was getting, and just being in the building, they haven't been cleaned of the germs and bacteria for years. So she's standing up for her rights as a citizen of the great state of Maryland, standing up for her rights, and this is what she gets. She's fired by the clerk of the court, Xavier Conaway.
Wow. Well, Sean, I'm so sad that you guys are dealing with that. Tell your wife the same. With the whistleblower action, I guess, is there a next step? Well, you know, what can you do next here in this situation?
Well, what's going on, we have an attorney, Charles Tucker Jr. He's one of the managing partners with the Cochran firm, has his own law firm. So she did have a federal lawsuit that was actually getting ready to go to discovery. And then this happened. So we're going to be filing another case with the EEOC for whistleblower retaliation.
Wow. Well, I hope that you guys are successful. And I appreciate you, Sean, for calling in and keeping us up to date. Continue to let us know what's going on there. Because, yes, like you said, it sounds a lot like Beth Brinkley's story. You're correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Sean, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Kim, thanks a lot. Take care. I'll keep you in touch.
Yeah. No, thank you. And you guys probably remember, and that's Sean Sims. And, yes, we've talked to Sean before. And remember, they actually had to shut that courthouse down for a little bit while they did some of the pest control there. But the whole thing is crazy. The whole thing is disgusting. For those that are eating lunch, I apologize. From the bottom of my heart. But this is what they've been dealing with over at that Mitchell courthouse. And as Sean pointed out, it's run by the state. Not the city, the state. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about this kid that was suspended at Towson High School. Also, a win for the Trump administration out of the U.S. Supreme Court. Got to mention that as well. And there was a story I didn't get to yesterday about Match.com. I'm going to get to it today. That's what I'm going to do next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 29-year-old California man has pleaded guilty to trying to kill U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his suburban Washington, D.C. home several years ago. The Trump administration, celebrating a legal victory at the nation's highest court, at issue the administration's use of an 18th-century wartime law to deport illegal aliens. Tough talk from China, vowing to fight to the end after President Trump threatened an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports. President Trump says China has been a leader among countries taking advantage of the U.S. through tariffs and non-tariff trade barriers. Wall Street is off of its highs for the day, but the benchmark still sharply higher following the recent massive sell-offs. Right now, the Dow is up 771 points, the Nasdaq ahead 406 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good news, bad news for the Birds last night in their 5-1 win over the D-backs. Good news was Gunner. Two solid hits, two stolen bases. His stroke is back, says manager Brandon Hyde.
Looks like he's getting his timing back. and took some really good swings today. And I just thought our at-bats, the first five innings, were absolutely fantastic off Gallen.
Bad news, potentially, is the status of Zach Eflin. The right-hander went six quality last night to get the win, but
unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done and hopefully keeping our fingers crossed that everything's okay there.
This bears watching. A comical moment during last night's NCAA championship game. Florida claims their third men's basketball championship, 65-63 over Houston. Neither team at one point had made a three-pointer. Cougars head coach Kelvin Sampson was asked by sideline reporter Tracy Wolfson about that.
Nerves. Championship night. It's in the middle of the January against Sasquatch State. I mean, it's a national championship. They're going to be nerves. Both teams will settle in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
What conference is Sasquatch State in?
Bert, I was 5-0 against Sasquatch. We won three in overtime. It was a tough road trip, I'll tell you.
They were your cupcake when you were at St. Paul.
Ian Eagle and the great Bill Raftery having fun at his expense. And finally, Augusta comes alive this week for the Masters, but not yesterday. Rain and thunderstorms curtailed practice. BJ Singh announcing he's withdrawing with an injury. Meanwhile, Xander Schauffele confident he's back from that intercostal injury. It's the same one that Gunnar suffered during the offseason. Coming up in 30 minutes, Charlie Morton takes the hill tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
This is cool Canadian air that has made its way into the Mid-Atlantic, and it hangs around not just today, but all week long. The temperature's running a little bit below the norm for this time of year. Sunny and breezy and only 50 this afternoon. Low to mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow warms up a little bit, 55. Thursday, that's our next chance of rain. Showers scattered, 58, the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We're talking to Sean Sims before the break. He'll keep us updated on what's going on over there in the Mitchell courthouse. I guess I'm surprised that so far just his wife has come forward. I know nobody wants to lose their job, especially during times like these. But you would think that there would be a few more whistleblowers that do come forward. And I hope that's the case. Because obviously there's a lot of truth to what Sean is saying and his wife is saying, because that courthouse has been closed and it's been documented because of pest control. They had to do evacuate the building before to try to get the pest control situation, done in general, and what they were using to get some of those rats out of there. People couldn't even go to work. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely disgusting, but the only thing, it's a true story. It's a true story, and they've been trying to cover this up on the state level, hoping nobody will notice. But obviously people are noticing. I did have a couple things I wanted to touch on here. I'm going to get into the big win yesterday from the U.S. Supreme Court for President Trump. But I did want to note, yesterday I had this on my list of things to discuss. I don't know who continues to sign me up on Match.com. You know what? Brian, the producer, if I find out it's you, buddy, If I find out it's you, somebody continues to sign me up on this dating site, Match.com. And I know this because they're using my email and they're sending me emails with possible matches. Okay? So, you know, this has happened a lot. And then I go through and I unsubscribe, and then I send over a complaint, and then they'll delete the account, right, at Match. Right now, somebody has an account there, and apparently it's me with my picture, and the person's name is Dorothy. Before this, the person's name was Marie. Before this, the person's name was Kelly. Okay? They continue to do this time and time again. So I was trying to get a hold of Match customer service. I'm like, look, I promise you, I will never make an account on Match.com. Could you make sure that my email is not entered into Match.com? Because I promise you it's not me. I can give that to you 100%. It's not me. And I guess there's nothing they can do, so somebody keeps doing it. But I make this note, even though it's been happening now for over 2 years. It's ridiculous. But I make this note because I made an observation. All right? I go through and I see all these messages for Dorothy, whoever the heck that is. I see all these messages, and I noticed the guy's pictures. And I thought, you know what? This is a good business opportunity for somebody out there. Okay? And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. For some reason, guys, and you know, Brian, well, you're a married man, so you don't care. But some reason, guys, for some reason, and I don't know if it's because you put it on social media this way, but you guys got to get better at taking pictures. You really do. I think that there are a lot of guys on Match.com that are getting looked over. Is that where you swipe left or right? I don't know. Brian doesn't know either. Like, you know, I think people are overlooking you because of your picture. Because I went through and I was like, you know what? Let's see who Dorothy's matching up with. I went through the thing, and I saw, because I sent you all this stuff to your email. And I go through, like, even, okay, here's one from, look, this is 7 hours ago. They still haven't canceled this thing. 7 hours ago, here's a guy named David. He's 55. And meanwhile, all these people are in Oregon, so they have me listed in Oregon, apparently. This guy, he has a nice-looking face, but his picture, you wouldn't know it based on the picture, because the lighting is terrible. The background, I don't know if he's like in his room or something. Look, all I'm going to say is this. Guys, if you take better pictures and you're on some of these dating websites, you probably would fare a lot better if you first take the picture, send it to a friend, whether it's like a sister, a cousin, somebody that has your back. Send it to them and have them filter it, change the background, and just really enhance, you know, the best parts of you. Like if you've got, you know, beautiful eyes, maybe they'll enhance your eyes. And what I was thinking, this could be a great business service for somebody. Well, not in Maryland, because we're about to tax IT services, but but anywhere else in the country where we're not taxing IT services, you could help guys and maybe possibly some girls who you never know. You could help them with their pictures on these dating websites. And I guarantee you, like, look at this one. Christopher, Patrick, Scott. Look, all these guys are decent looking guys. But their pictures are horrendous. It's the picture. I wanted to say, if you are on one of these dating sites and people are overlooking you, take a look at your picture and see if it's showing you in the best light. If not, I'm telling you right now, you change that picture. And you know what? You send it to a friend that can use some filters. Because just so you know, guys, women, we're using the filters. So don't be afraid to use a filter, okay? Don't be afraid. Brian, the producer, I know you're not looking for a woman. But if you post pictures out there, you can use filters. It's okay. We use them all the time. What's fair is fair, okay? What's fair is fair. But I thought it was funny because I was like, wait a minute. And I looked through the emails and I was like, wait a minute. This guy is actually an attractive looking guy. It looks like he's got a lot going on for himself, but the picture's so bad, I'm sure women are just scrolling right past him. Poor guy. Well, anyways, that was my public service announcement. And to whoever who's signing me up on Match.com, please stop. Please, for the love of God, stop. I'm fine. I promise you, I don't need to find a match. I promise. All right, real quick, good news in Trumpville. We'll call it Trumpville. And that is coming out of the U.S. Supreme Court, temporarily granted the Trump administration's request just yesterday to block a lower court's order to bring back to the United States a Maryland man who was erroneously deported to a notorious mega prison in El Salvador. Now, the order from Chief Justice John Roberts that stays a lower court order pending further order of the Chief Justice or of the court came hours after another appeals court upheld the order to return Kilmar Armando Garcia of Beltsville, Maryland, to the United States. Now, Justice Roberts' order is not final, but pauses the lower court's order to return Mr. Garcia while the justices reach a final decision on the order's validity. Mr. Garcia's wife, Jennifer, she told reporters Friday that she hoped her husband would be returned to the U.S. by midnight, the Monday deadline set by a federal judge. Now, the Trump administration made an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court on Monday, where the U.S. Solicitor General, John Sawyer, argued that despite the government's admitted error to deporting Mr. Garcia, the lower court does not have the jurisdiction to order the Trump administration to return someone who the administration argues is no longer in U.S. custody. Okay, now the appeal to the high court came within minutes of appeals court panel unanimously upholding the order by the U.S. district judge, who set a deadline of midnight Monday for the administration to return Mr. Garcia to the U.S. This story, again, is in Maryland Matters. It's all over the place. But what we're trying to make sure happens is that the Trump administration is still able to deport those that are here illegally and still getting some of the remnants of our country back. And there were a lot of people, obviously a lot of these rogue judges, that were saying, no, that's not the case. You can't do this. You can't do that. And this is why I got so mad last week with Representatives Ana Paulina Luna and Brittany Peterson, because as they were focusing on allowing moms maternity leave in Congress, what we should have been focusing on is doing something about these rogue judges that are trying to legislate from the bench, right? That's what we should be focused on. We should be focused on making sure that Trump's executive orders are signed into law to make sure that somebody can't come along, you know, the next term and rescind all of these things. And so that's where I want the focus to be. And I'm sure many of you out there also want the same thing. And so this was a huge win for the Trump administration as they figure all this out. Now, they're not saying that, you know, this isn't specifically about Mr. Garcia, because, of course, it could be to the fact that he was wrongly deported. But a lot of this goes back to the fact that, you know, what we really want to do in the bigger picture here is deport those that are here illegally. And of course, all of this is unfolding while we also have in Harford County, Rachel Warren's case is being had now as well. And if you heard yesterday, so heartbreaking. They had to actually escort Rachel Warren's kids out of the courtroom because they were going to show some of the images of her body there on that jogging trail, the Maw Paw Trail. So sad. So horrific. Again, that was a random attack. Those five children no longer have a mother. And to those that are against deporting these illegal immigrants, you know, I've got to ask, especially those that are here that have criminal records, I've got to ask you why. Why on earth could you be against something like this, knowing that there are multiple cases of individuals losing their lives, like Rachel Moran, like Kayla Hamilton, like Lake and Riley. The list goes on and on and on. It's heartbreaking. It really is. So I guess, yes, again, congratulations to President Trump on that win. We'll see what happens and what we'll see further. But I know somebody did send in the text line, Kimmy forgot to mention that. I did have it here on the show plan, but, you know, I get all over the place, which I know Brian, the producer, loves that when I'm all... when I go all out of order. I'm sure he absolutely adores that. I do want to tell you about this high school students at Towson University. I saw the story, of course, I look at what Chris Papps is mostly doing with Project Baltimore. And, you know, usually he's the one that reports on the fact that kids can't read or write or can't do basic math, that, you know, Baltimore schools, things like that, which a lot of other networks and channels don't want to pick up. You know, Fox 45 does the legwork. Well, I thought this was interesting because it talked about, you know, at first I saw the headline and I saw that a Baltimore County student was suspended. And I was like, oh, great. Are they finally holding these kids accountable that are starting all these school fights? and doing all this nonsense, you know, bringing guns into schools and, you know, things like that. And I thought, all right, well, if that's the case, maybe now we've got some principals and others that have waken up and understood that we need discipline in the classroom. Well, that's not exactly why this kid was suspended. Take a listen.
A Baltimore County student and prospective U.S. Marine is fighting back against his school system after he says he was treated unlawfully.
Every Maryland classroom is supposed to have an American flag displayed inside. As Project Baltimore's Chris Papps explains, some of Parker Jensen's classrooms didn't have a flag. But when he tried to learn why, apparently he got disciplined.
Yes, sir.
Parker Jensen.
Yes, sir.
Is a senior at Towson High School.
Yes, sir.
In a few months, the 18-year-old will be graduating.
Yes, sir.
But he doesn't plan on attending college.
No, sir.
Instead,
I'm joining the Marine Corps, and patriotism has always been a big thing of mine.
And with that in mind, Jensen recently noticed something that concerned him about his high school.
So I'm only in two classes, but both of my classes do not have American flags.
Which is a problem, because Baltimore County School Board Policy 6307 and Maryland Education Code 7-105 require the American flag to be displayed in each classroom. If Towson High School has classrooms without a flag, that's a violation of state law and board policy.
If you say a Pledge of Allegiance and there's no flag, you're just saying words. Needs to mean something.
So in February, Jensen tells Project Baltimore, he went to Towson High School's vice principal, who said he would look into the issue. In March, Jensen says he went back to his vice principal because his classrooms still did not have a flag. A few weeks later, with nothing being done, Jensen took his concerns to his principal's bosses.
As soon as you open up the door, publicly accessible.
On March 28th, Jensen withdrew from his class that day and went to the Baltimore County Board of Education building, asking to speak with someone about the missing flags.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I was looking to speak to a supervisor of some sort that regulates Baltimore County Public Schools.
What did you think was going to happen?
I was hoping and I thought that someone would just come out, speak with me for 5 minutes, and then I'd be on my way.
But that did not happen.
You know, I have a Towson High School lacrosse shirt on. I have my student ID.
Jensen waited for nearly an hour while recording.
I have every right to be here and recording. They are recording us at all times.
But an administrator never came out to speak with him. Three
cop cars for a kid.
Alright,
four cop, damn, what the f-?
Well, indeed, sorry for my language. That's just crazy to me. You don't think that's a waste of resources, sir? No.
BCPS called the police on one of their own students for trespassing.
Yes, they're charging you with trespassing.
Oh, they are charging me with trespassing.
BCPS declined an interview with Fox 45 News, saying it cannot discuss specific student records or disciplinary action. But the school system did state in an email regarding Towson High School, as of April 1st, flags have been installed in the classrooms that did not have them.
Well, it's important for me to have kids be able to express their patriotism.
Jensen's efforts got results, though he will not be in school for a while to see it for himself. On March 28th, while standing in that parking lot, BCPS immediately suspended this Marine hopeful for a week.
You're actually suspended from the school. He used to be with us in the fuckers.
Suspended for disruptive behavior, refusing to cooperate with school rules, and failure to follow a direction.
I was very frustrated. I feel like what they did was unlawful. You know, we have the right to record government employees in the course of their duties, but it just shines a bad light. What I believe I was doing was lawful, and I had a reason to be there. And the only reason why they would suspend me is because they know that they're in the wrong.
Now, when you listen to that, and you compare that with the fact that we have Little Kaysen in Essex, right? Now, Little Kaysen in Essex, remember, he's the young boy, the 12-year-old that got jumped by a group of kids. And so far, even though he has representation, it sounds like they're doing it pro bono for right now, They can't seem to get anywhere with getting any justice for getting jumped by those kids. Now, if you think about things that happened on school property, right, you could probably think about countless of videos that you've seen circulating on social media of fights in some of these high schools. You can probably think about some of the things that we've seen transpired at Lansdowne High School, at Woodlawn High School. The list goes on and on and on. And usually you hear nothing that happens to a lot of those kids. And we also heard where their judge made a decision to allow even those charged with sexual assault back into classrooms. But this kid at Towson High School, he just wanted to see American flags in the classroom, and he was suspended. Think about that. Think about that. Where are the priorities? Is Maryland so far left that this is the outcome of a kid asking about an American flag? This is when people say that there's an attack on America as it is and how it stands today, this is what people are talking about. We'll discuss where we get back.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Tick-tock on the tax clock. For expert tax prep, hurry into Jackson Hewitt before the April 15th deadline. Don't worry, they're open early, late, and on weekends. To beat the crowds and the clock, book today at jacksonhewitt.com.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. The Rob Carson Show.
Those of you who are complaining that making things fair and the price of your car might go up a little bit if you get it from Japan or you get it from Germany, honestly, shut up. Where were you when dads couldn't afford to buy their kids their first car? Because used cars were 50% more minimum when Joe Biden was the president. Washington, D.C., you have no friggin' clue what we've been through the last 50 years. So how about sit down?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I would assume that Towson High School student most likely has a case here. And I say a case because when you get suspended, obviously you're missing out on valuable time in the classroom. Now, of course, he was not expelled, but suspended. Like I said, that's an issue. That's a problem. And just asking about the American flags, and I still can't understand, you know, if you could go to Project Baltimore, I guess you go to Fox 45 website, you can see the full clip there. But you see the guy come out of the building saying, hey, you can't be here. And that's when they charge the kid with trespassing. And you do. You see a bunch of cops show up as if he actually did something to harm someone. Yeah, it is. It's shocking that they call the cops on this kid asking about American flags. It is shocking. But we'll continue to follow that story. I'm sure Chris Papps is going to do some follow-up there. I did want to just give you this one story out of Florida. This is a state that gets it right, you know? And so we live here in Maryland, so we have to live vicariously through Florida residents. Because, you know, things that happen in Florida are what we want to see here, but unfortunately, everything's so far left. And even, you know, the liberals here, it's like they don't want to live somewhere nice either. It's like they want to keep us all in this downward spiral. It's just, it's not fair. Things could be better, liberals. I promise you that. If you vote for people that actually put your tax dollars to good use, we could have a better quality of life for all of us. Really, truly, I promise you. Well, in Florida, you had the Florida Commissioner Mark Glass. He did announce a child pornography ring that was busted, where over 1 million videos were found. And this investigation began on July 24th. It's quite shocking, to say the least. Take a listen.
We'll be bringing charges against 8 individuals this morning, 7 of whom are Florida residents. As a dad of 3 little ones, it's tough to talk about some of this stuff, but what these guys were doing was truly heinous. There's not a word in the English dictionary that can describe the gross content that was on the videos. Our investigators have been able to get their hands on over 1 million videos showing sexual abuse on minors. Many of these individuals were babies that are being sold around the world. The 2023 National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports over 36 million instances of suspected child sexual exploitation and over 100 million files related to child sex abuse material. And that's only what's getting reported. This continues to be a problem in our country, in our state. You know, protecting our kids is not an easy task to begin with. And today, with the access to the internet and social media, it allows these sick predators to more easily get access to our kids. And as I've said, my first 5-6 weeks on the job here, that's going to be a major priority for my office. The individuals that are being busted today that purchased this harmful content, many of them found it through TikTok. It was available online. They found access to a portal where they could purchase this dangerous material.
All right, that's much longer than that. I don't know who put the music on the background of that. People on social media sometimes do way too much. But that was Commissioner out of Florida, Mark Glass. He was announcing the child pornography ring that was busted there in Florida. Over 1 million videos found. Now, I mentioned this because I want to stay on top of this investigation because apparently they are going to go after absolutely everybody involved, even those that shared this content. And I want to know what happened to the children. Okay, so I'm going to stay on top of this. We've got some really wicked people in this country. And that's why when people call me a helicopter mom, I don't want to hear it. I really don't. We got to keep our children safe, for sure. All right, tomorrow we'll be joined by Sally Taylor out of Carroll County and Nino Mangione, a delegate out of Annapolis. He'll give us the session wrap-up. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying.